You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. Steve Wiltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, joins us from Indianapolis, Indiana. Steve, how goes the quarantine?
Good morning, Daniel. We're hanging in there. The weather is damp today, and we're sending that down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus.
It's gray. Yesterday was sunny. We move on. Yesterday was sunny for other reasons, as if Ohio State wasn't sending a message to the rest of the people recruiting the class of 2021. They sent a shot across the bow for 2022 with the commitment of Jair Brown, the first 2022 commitment, a defensive back from New Orleans, Warren Easton High School, currently the number 16 ranked cornerback in the country. We'll get to that. General vibes on Jair Brown being the first to hop on.
Well, lives in New Orleans, but from Cincinnati. I feel like I remember being told many years ago that Ohio State doesn't recruit Louisiana. That's one state that's tough to get in if you're not of the SEC. But this is a young man that is from Big Ten country, and they had it in and went out and got one of the premier corners in the country. 6 foot, 165 pounds, long and lean. A lot of physical upside with Brown, a smooth cover corner, a guy that we're hoping to get some testing data on down the road, but a guy that shows that he has the whole bag, and certainly if Ohio State's taking him early, they think he's an elite guy in that 2022 cycle.
You brought up a key point there. He does not have a ranking in the composite yet because he hasn't been ranked across the board. They don't have any track times on him. He has been offered by Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, and Ohio State. So I think you can expect Jair Brown to finish as a very highly ranked corner. Keep in mind we're talking 2022 here, and those rankings are more than fluid and will change drastically by the time he gets ready to come to Columbus, and at which point don't be surprised if he's a top five guy at the position. Speaking of guys whose rankings maybe don't reflect their quality, Jansen Dunn joined the fold earlier this week, an athlete out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Some were a little bit surprised given his ranking is below 91 relative to the rest of the class, but this is a guy Ohio State really wanted, and it worked out. You were the one who was inside the most. Break it down for us, what they think of him and his commitment, what you think of him.
All right, I got a text on Saturday night saying, Jansen Dunn's going to Oklahoma. And so I logged the pick and had a story ready for him to be a Sooner. Sooners are recruiting, are in on some big-time guys as well, and have a promising secondary being built in this 2021 cycle. And Jansen Dunn, I thought, was going to be part of that. But I think one more conversation with Ohio State obviously turned that dynamic. I'm not so sure the Duns were aware of how much Ohio State wanted him. And so a conversation with the Ohio State staff Saturday night, I get a phone call that said Jansen's actually going to be a Buckeye. Took the meat and bones of that story and turned it into an Ohio State commitment story and obviously ran it on Monday. You don't see that too often, or I don't know if I've ever seen that. But look, these are tough decisions for these young men, and you never know what piece of information is going to turn it for you. Recruiting's a game of inches to me, and you never know which inch is the one that's going to put it in your favor. But he's been to Ohio State. He's never been to Oklahoma. But what he's looking for is the biggest stage in college football, and that is one thing both those programs have in common. Oklahoma did a fantastic job recruiting Jansen and showing him an opportunity to be successful for them in a defense that's trying to continue to add pieces to make it formidable. But Ohio State, he's been there, loved his visit, fits him as a person. He thinks the world of Kerry Combs and wants to be developed by Coach Combs. And obviously the developmental track record, and then again the big stage, led Jansen Dunn to being at Ohio State. And I also think that his dad would have committed on the spot following the visit there when they made it earlier in the spring. He was blown away by Ohio State. And so the whole family loves the Buckeyes, and he's at the school he wanted to go to, and he's part of the class that ranks number one nationally per 24/7 Sports.
Have you seen him in person? Your evaluation of him as a prospect?
Well, he's a guy that Charles Power, my colleague, compares to Ryan Watts, who is a long, lean, athletic defensive back that has a lot of ceiling left to his game to be developed, plays on both sides of the ball in high school. Can run, he's explosive, he can change direction, he's got ball skills. And so this is another guy that will come to Ohio State and athletically be able to play at a high, an elite level, and we'll see how it comes together elsewhere.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about how the class might finish out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. Jansen Dunn made it 17 commitments in the class of 2021. There are many who think the class will ultimately number in the neighborhood of 23 to 25. So if you're talking about adding six guys, we saw a crystal ball recently, another one go for Emeka Egbuka. We've talked plenty about JT Tumulau, and we've talked plenty about JC Latham. I'll just say for me, I expect all three of those five stars to be in the mix. Then you're talking about a group of guys like Hudson Wolf, Jagger Burton, David Davidkoff, Marcus Bradley, Taiwan Malone. You recently have spoken to the Davidkoffs. Can you please provide an update? I saw Crystal Ball fly for the Fighting Khakis, but I know Ohio State's interest is growing.
Yeah, I have not logged a Crystal Ball. I think that he could still go to three different schools. I think Iowa is very much in the mix as well, alongside Michigan and Ohio State. This is a guy that hasn't been talked about much in Ohio State circles. I think it's David's a guy that's pretty quiet. There hasn't been a lot of media attention on him, but we love him at 24/7 Sports. His profile, he's a young man that we have ranked number 59 nationally. He's our number 9 offensive tackle in the country, and I think he's a guy that Ohio State covets, and they've had him on campus. And they're going to bring him back for an official that week. The weekend of June 12th was going to be a big official visit weekend for Ohio State. Davikoff was going to be part of that. I talking to him a couple months ago about Ohio State, his first visit, he was blown away by the player development, but just how much the players loved being at Ohio State was something that excited him about his own potential future there. He's a guy that is first generation American, a very tough, very tough physical football player that has a lot of upside to him. And I think his personality also fits with Iowa, and that's why you see them in such a good spot. Michigan's done a really good job recruiting him. He said he's going to decide in the summer no matter what. I mean, he'd like to take some more visits. We'll see what the coronavirus deal allows him to do. But he's going to decide no matter what this summer, and I think Ohio State's in the thick of it. I've been kind of trying to stall. But I couldn't remember where his parents are from. His parents are from Bulgaria, so I stalled you out. And his parents won a green card in the late 90s to come to the United States and begin a new life. And they're a very blue-collar family. David Davidoff first shined in rugby before turning into a budding football player.
So one of my coronavirus quarantine hobbies, as embarrassing as this might sound, is there's these people who put up these great travel videos on YouTube. Bulgaria is no joke, dude. That's not a place you want to go visit. They hit the lottery when they got out of that spot.
And that was at the end of the Cold War when they won their green card and came over to the States. And they had nothing. He said they started from scratch with no money in their pockets. He said, just hope. And then his quote, they made a risk and stuck with it. I'm in the greatest country in the world with so many opportunities, and I don't want it to go to waste. I want to live up to my parents' sacrifice. I want to make the most out of my life because of their hard work and work ethic.
I'm going to predict that those who didn't want David Davidoff in the class before this conversation are now all on board with him coming to the Buckeyes. You can certainly count me in that group. It would be incredible to finish with 24 at Hudson, Wolf, Davidoff, Jagger, Burton, and either Marcus Bagley or Taiwan Malone. That'd be an awesome addition of talent. Speaking of adding talent, people, tonight marks the beginning of the NFL draft. You can expect two Buckeyes to be off the board in the first 15 to 20 minutes. Depending on what you consider Joe Burrow, you can make that number three. And then we will wait to see if some guys can sneak in the back end of the first round. J.K. Dobbins, and believe it or not, Damon Arnett will be the most likely ones to do that. We will have complete coverage of every minute of the draft. You have nowhere else to go, and there's no other sporting events, so you must pay attention. We appreciate Steve stopping by and dropping some knowledge. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Thank you. I'll see you on the front row.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.